ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Hey, deutscher Rap im italienischen Radio. Wenn du ein Gangster bist, heb deine Arme hoch. Jeder weiß doch, dass ich am besten rap. Wenn dir Rap nicht gefällt, schaltest du am besten weg. Scheiße auf Katy Perry und Sexy Back. Ich bin nicht Ricky Martin, ich bin in deinem Arsch drin. This is fishing for insults, fuck your party. Yeah, ciao a tutti, benvenuti a Fishing for Insults, la trasmissione dove potete trovare tutti i vostri insulti preferiti come cazzo, vaffangulo, coglione oppure pazzino. È più in lingue diverse dentro la musica di tipo rap e hip hop che presento io, DJ Strano Straniero. Alright everybody, time for some gangster rap and some new insults. The program of today is the following. We will listen to some music of Young Jeezy, a black American rapper from Atlanta, and his new album called The Recession. We'll start right now with the first song called Welcome Back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to the show, everybody. Some very nice insights there in this song from Young Jeezy, aka Young Jizzle, aka Jeezy the Snowman. Why is he called like that? I'll explain that in a minute. His real name is Jeffrey Jenkins. So he just called himself Young Jeezy, you know, like Jeezy is a kind of slang way to make his real name a bit shorter, and also it's some typical rap slang that was invented by Snoop Dogg. He invented all this fizzle, dizzle, chisel for dizzle my nizzle thing and so forth, and so he gave himself this funny name. Alright, so why is the song called Welcome Back anyway? That is very easy to explain. I mean, it is his third album, the latest album from the year 2008. Before that, he did two other albums. The first was called Let's Get It, Duck Motivation 101. And his second album was called The Inspiration. So now he's back with his third album, and that's why he called it one of the songs on this album, Welcome Back. As you might have recognized, today it's no German gangster rap, but American gangster rap. But anyways, it's about rap, gangster and insults, so nothing much changed really. What's the similarity between Young Jeezy and Bushido, for example? Both of them were former drug dealers. This is also where Young Jeezy's, aka the Snowman, comes from, because cocaine is white just like snow. So he doesn't want to say, yeah, I'm the drug dealer, but he says, I'm the Snowman, you know, it's just another way to say it. And he really was big in business, just like Bushido. By the way, I must tell you something else about Bushido. He wrote a book, and that is why some people in Germany now call him Bushido, which is kind of joke, because actually it is Bush and then Ido after it, but now they place Buch, which means Libro in German. Very funny anyways. But talking of Bush, for God's sake, this sucker is not president of the United States anymore, but now it's Barack Obama, the first black president. And Young Jeezy did a song about that before Obama actually became president, and the song is called My President. Let's listen to this one now.
I ain't write this shit, by the way, nigga. Some real shit right here, nigga.
This ain't the realest shit you ever quote. Yo. My president is black, yeah. My Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't two. Since mama ain't at home, dad's still in jail. Trying to make a play. Anybody seen the scale? My president is black, my Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my ribs ain't two. My money's like green and my choice is like gray. Fishing for, catch your great white. Me, I see great white. Heavy as killer whales. I cannot believe this. Who knew it came in bail? Who knew it came with jail? Who knew it came with prison? Just cause you got opinions that make you a politician. Bush robbed all us. Would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida. Would that make him a Seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle cause this shit is hysterical. By my nephews and nieces, I will email Jesus, tell him forward to Moses and CC I lie. Mr. Soul Survivor, does that make me a convict? Be all you can be, now don't that sound like some dumb shit? When you die of a crude oil, that's black as my nigga Boo. It's really a death storm, that's word to my nigga Clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas, I'm winning in California. Winning in Tennessee, hands down Atlanta. Landslide Alabama, on my way to Savannah.
My Lambo's blue, and I be goddamn if my rims ain't two. My
kids. Buy all these school shoes, buy all these school clothes. For some strange reason, my son addicted to polos. Love me some spinach dip, I'm addicted to Houston. And if them numbers is right, I'll take a trip out to Houston. An earthquake out in China, hurricane in New Orleans. Street dreams tour, I show my ass in New Orleans. Did it for Soulja Slim, brought out BT. It's all love, but I'm forgiving you, Pimp C. You know how to pimp me. That nigga gon' speak his mind. If he can speak down from heaven, he tell me stay on my grind. Tell him I'm doing fine, a bummer for mankind. We ready for damn change, so y'all let the man shine. Stunting on Martin Luther, feeling just like a king. Guess this is what he meant when he said it, he my had a dream.
My black, my Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my rims ain't true. Mama ain't at home, I'm destined to jail. Trying to make a play. Anybody see the scale? My president is black, my Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my rims ain't true. My money's like green and my choice like gray.
And they love to see white.
Now how much you try to pay?
History, black history, no president ever did shit for me. Had to hit the streets, had to flip some keys so a nigga won't go broke. Then they put us in jail, now nigga can't go vote. So I spend dough on these hoes and stripping. She ain't a politician, honey's a politician. My president is black, rose gold and charms. 22 inch rims like Hulk Hogan's arms. When thousands of peoples is riled up to see you, that could arouse your ego. We got mouths to feed, so gotta stay true to who you are and where you came from. Cause at the top of be the same place you hang from. No matter how big you could ever be, for whatever fee or publicity, never lose your integrity. For years there's been some prize horses in the stable. Just 2 albums in, I'm the realest nigga on this label. Mr. Black President, yo Obama for real. They gotta put your face on the $5,000 bill.
My president is black, yeah. My Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my rims ain't true. Mama ain't at home, I'm destined to jail. Trying to make a play. Anybody seen the scale? My president is black, my Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my rims ain't true. My money's like green and my choice like gray.
And they love to see white.
Now how much you try to pay?
I'm a scale. See, I'm sitting there right now, man. I'm a scale. Soon third. Yeah. 2:08 a.m. Nigga, I won't say win, lose, or draw, man. We congratulate y'all already, homie. See, I motivate the thugs, right? You motivate us, homie. That's what it is. It's a hands-off policy. Y'all touching me right, nigga. Yeah. First black president. Win, lose, or draw, nigga. Matter of fact, you know what it is, man. Shouts out Jack Rappers. Booker T. Washington, homie. Oh, y'all ain't think I knew that shit?
Yeah, okay, first black president, this is history and black history, like Nas said. The other rapper that was featured on this track, I forgot to tell you this before, that it is a feature track with Young Jeezy and Nas. And what can I say, it's history, baby. The first black president in the United States of America, and you have to understand, they did that song before Obama got elected, and the song is just about that they really hoped that he would become president and they would be so proud, and they, it's just history. But Nas, for example, also says on this song that Obama must not forget where he's from and what the situation in America is like for other black people. Like, they don't have the possibility to become a politician or to go to college or whatsoever. They are just struggling, they are in the dope game, they're selling drugs like Young Jeezy did when he was young. There is no such possibilities to ever become an influential politician or something. But anyways, something changed. You can see it just by looking at the skin color of the new president. And let's just hope that things will change like he promised us, because right now it's very difficult and bad situation in the United States. So we can just hope that this is going to improve. Well, what more can I say? Alright, I would say we will just listen to the next song right now, which is called Don't You Know. This song is by Young Jeezy himself without any feature guest, and after the song I'll explain you a little better what this is about. So that is the song called You Don't Know. Oh no, sorry. Don't You Know. Oh, how embarrassing for me. But I don't just know how the song is called, I think. No, I'm joking. Oh no, about this. I like it. This is Young Jeezy. It's his new album, The Recession. And we are just listening to Don't You Know. This song... The message of the song is basically, if you didn't get it by now, don't talk bullshit, don't talk behind anybody's back or something. You know, I don't try to hear that. If you say mean things about somebody else, it's just not the right way. You should just go to people, tell them to the face what you think about them, if you like them or if you don't like them. And if you don't like them, you should better stay away and not even get into contact with them or something. What's the point of that? Come on. And that is really the message of the song, basically. You know, he says, yeah, you talking, but I am trying to hear that. I don't care what you say. You can talk about me as long as you want. It will still not change who I am and what I am. It will not change that I'm like so successful and you are just trying to be like me. But no matter how much you talk, you will never be able to do so. Yeah, that's an important message, I think. Very good. Now, we will hear another song of the album, which is the like hit single. And on this song, that is called Put On, he features another very famous and popular American, let's say, rapper, hip-hop artist by the name of Kanye West. And here we go.
No more.
All right, here we are back again in the show. Put on Rap Your City. All right, that's the message of this song right here. You should be proud of where you are and where you came from. You have to present your city. That is what the song is about. But there is not much time left, so I would say let's just listen to the next song. This is a more silent song, maybe for the girls, kind of a love song, I would not say, but romantic song. It's called Taking It There. Here we go. So at the end of the show, after some very, I would say, aggressive or at least harsh rap songs, we heard now a silent song that's for the girls, which is always a good thing to put on an album, but it should not be too commercial, you know. It's kind of a song for the girls, but it still has some rough raps in it, some insults, of course. That's what's the most important thing. No, not the most important, but you know, it's important for a rapper to say, like, mean things and tell stories from the hood. But if there is a song for the girls on the album, it's never bad. Okay, this is the end of today's show. Thank you all for listening. If you want to get in contact with me or have any comments or questions on the show, you can always write to music@radiobue.it, or you can write an email to me, DJ Strano Straniero. @gmail.com,
hey,
tutto minuscolo e insieme. Alright, grazie per ascoltare e alla prossima volta. Ciao a tutti.
Scheiße auf Katy Perry und Sexy Back. Ich bin nicht Ricky Martin, ich bin in deinem Arsch drin. This is Fishing for Insults, fuck your party.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.